The Northern Province Administration has announced that the technical committee on the amendments of the constitution will be in Kasama District from 26 October to 2nd November 2025 to receive submissions from members of the public as part of the ongoing constitutional reform process. Provincial Principal Public Relations Officer Sandra Mlenga has encouraged residents to participate actively by presenting their views, suggestions and proposals on the proposed constitutional amendments. She has emphasized that this is a vital opportunity for citizens to contribute directly to shaping the nation's foundational law. Ms. Mlenga has further stated that while the main engagement will be centered in Kasama District, the committee will also hold virtual town hall meetings across all districts in the province to ensure broad public accessibility and participation.
The purpose for this visit in the province is to continue its nationwide exercise of receiving submissions from members of the public regarding the ongoing constitutional reform process. The committee will be in the province from 26 October to 2nd November 2025. We are encouraging our residents to participate actively by presenting their views, suggestions and proposals on the proposed constitutional amendments.
As the country celebrates 61 years of independence, the Medicines Research and Access Platform has expressed concern that the country is still grappling with the surging cases of adolescent pregnancies and child marriages. In a statement, MedRap Executive Director Lioka Lioka notes that according to the 2024 Zambia Demographic and Health Survey, the country boasts of a young population with 22 million people being adolescents and young people. Mr. Lioka said currently one in every three girls between the ages of 15 to 19 in Zambia have given birth or have had a child before their 18th birthday, one of the highest in the world, and teenage pregnancy now stands at 28%. He said the Ministry of Education bulletin also reported about 16,000 girls dropped out of school last year. Mr. Lioka has since called for the provision of adolescent responsive SRH services to be available, accessible, acceptable, equitable, appropriate and effective, among others. The Cleaners Association of Zambia has urged the Minister of Mines and Minerals Development, Paul Kavoswe, to disclose the exact amount of revenue the country earns from the mining, from the private mining sector. Speaking to Hot FM News, CAZ President Lawrence Makombe said that merely stating that Zambia receives 20% from private mining operations does not give citizens a clear understanding of the nation's actual earnings. Mr. Makombe has stressed the importance of transparency and accountability, saying government owes it to the people to provide full details on how much Zambia benefits from its mineral wealth. He has expressed disappointment that even after 61 years of independence, Zambians still do not have access to detailed information on revenues generated from privately run mining operations. The National Association for Smallholder Farmers has called for a review of guidelines under the Sustainable Agriculture Financing Facility, expressing concern that many small-scale farmers are not benefiting from the government's program. Association Executive Director Professor Frank Kayula said it is worrying that actual farmers are being sidelined while preference is being given to civil servants and individuals with payslips. Professor Kayula has described the situation as unfair and counterproductive, emphasizing the need to revisit the SAF guidelines to ensure that the intended beneficiaries, the smallholder farmers, are prioritized.
The whole program should be reformed. It's a very good program. The government has a very good purpose for creating that. We even aided them. We said this is a good program so that fish beneficiaries should be prepared to be able to access SAF. You know, banks want where it is easy for them to collect. And this is the policy direction we need. Banks should not only lend where they think it's very easy, but where they can work with partners like us. And I know ZNFU is very well placed. They can work with them because they are organized as well. So that instead of just depending on the government workers to give them,
the Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
Fisheries and aquaculture expert Timothy Kaula has expressed concern over the stagnant price of fingerlings in the fish industry, noting that it has remained largely unchanged for the past decade, a situation he says is contributing to low fish production in the country. Speaking to Hot FM News, Mr. Kaula has explained that unlike the price of chicks, which has been steadily increasing over the years, the cost of fingerlings has only risen from 1 kwacha to 1 kwacha 15 gwe in 10 years. He has further noted that the ongoing electricity challenges have worsened the situation, as many fish farmers are abandoning aquaculture due to the high cost of production. Mr. Kaula has emphasized the need for a slight upward adjustment in the price of fingerlings to encourage farmers to boost production.
The cost of chicks has gone up maybe 5-10 times in the past 10 years. But the price of a fingerling was 1 kwacha 10 years ago. It's 1 kwacha 15 gwe today. So there still remains a lot to be done to help bolster that to come up, so that in the event that such occurrences happen, the producers can still push on that impact, which ultimately cushions the end user and encourages them to produce more.
The news continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The top international news.
Former Madagascan President Andry Rajoelina, who was ousted in a coup last week, has been stripped of his citizenship by the new regime. The order signed by the new Prime Minister Herim Salama Raja Onarivelo cited local laws stipulating that people who acquired foreign citizenship should lose their Malagasy nationality. Rajoelina, 51, obtained French citizenship a decade ago, prompting calls for his disqualification from the 2023 presidential election. The BBC has more on other global stories.
President Trump says he expects Beijing to strike a trade deal when he meets his Chinese counterpart on Thursday. He said China wanted to avoid additional 100% tariffs due to come into force next weekend. Mr. Trump will meet Qatar's emir during a brief stopover in Doha on his way to Malaysia. It comes amid a diplomatic push by the US and its allies in the region to keep the fragile ceasefire in Gaza on track. Scientists say they may now understand why poor sleep and high blood pressure increase the risk of dementia. A study found that both factors can disrupt the brain's waste clearance system, which flushes out harmful proteins. The Pakistani defense minister says he believes Afghanistan wants peace. However, Khawaja Asif warned that a failure to reach an agreement during talks in Istanbul would mean open war. The left-wing independent candidate Catherine Connolly is set to be Ireland's next president after her only rival conceded. Among her supporters was the Irish Republican Party, Sinn Féin.
This sports news is brought to you by MTN.
The Hot FM Sports News.
In sports news, Copper Queens coach Nora Hoepfle says the team is excited to play at home and confirm their tickets to the 2026 Women Africa Cup of Nations tournament. Addressing a pre-match press conference at the Lemvi Mwanawasa Stadium, Hoepfle says despite leading 4-2 in the first leg, they will have to remain focused to finish off the job at home on Sunday. And Namibia women national team coach Lucky Kakova says their aim is to score an early goal and unsettle Zambia. Meanwhile, striker Rachel Kundananji has expressed confidence in the Copper Queen's ability to secure a win against Namibia. That item brings us to a recap of the top stories.